Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Yeah, Vancouver, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you, Danny, for the lovely introduction. Danny is also our official CJSF journalist, and for his show Analog Archives, he dives into our CJSF library, picks an artist, and he does some great investigative research, and sometimes he's able to reach that artist personally and do an interview. Love that. And as you know, we love doing interviews as well. All right, who is our special guest today? Let's find out after these messages.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
That's right. We are diverse, independent, and yours, baby. Yeah. Welcome back to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a special interview with Vancouver hard rock band In Pieces. We interviewed them during their show at Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery with Sticky Keys, Pharaoh, and headlining from the UK, Medusa. And we will have future episodes featuring these other bands, so be sure to follow us on the Wham Bam East Van Facebook page. And after the In Pieces interview, let's check out bands who are on the bill for Pleasant Day Festival happening Saturday, August 8th at Main and 16th in East Van. But for right now, let's get to In Pieces. Here's The Anchor on CJSF.
Something.
And welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Clem, I play drums.
Hey, I'm Paco, I play the guitar.
I'm Caleb, I play the guitar.
I'm Chris, I do vocals.
I'm Lauren, I'm the bassist.
Amazing, and this is so great to see a female bassist in the band. Yes, that is so great.
Love being it.
Yes. Do you know any other female artists that are doing bassists as well?
Goodness. I've forgotten the name of, her name's Victoria, that's her first name, yeah. Måneskin, it's an Italian band, love her. I do need to do more research on female bassists,
yes.
For sure, but I love female bassists.
Loro non sanno di che parlo, vestiti sporchi fra di fango, giallo di siga fra le dita, io con la siga camminando. Scusami ma ci credo tanto, che posso fare questo salto, e anche se la strada è in salita, per quest'ora mi sto allenando e buonasera. Signore e signori, fuori gli attori, vi conviene toccarvi i coglioni, vi conviene stare zitti e buoni, qui la gente è strana tipo spacciatori. Troppe notti stavo chiuso fuori, mo li prendo a calci sti portoni, sguardo in alto tipo scalatori, quindi scusa mamma se sono sempre fuori, ma sono fuori di te. Io ho scritto pagine e pagine, ho visto sale poi lacrime, questi uomini in macchine, non scalare le rapide, scritto sopra una lapide, in casa mia non c'è Dio, ma se trovi il senso del tempo risalirai dal tuo brio, e non c'è vento che fermi la naturale potenza, dal punto giusto di vista del vento senti l'ebbrezza, con una lincera alla schiena ricercherò quell'altezza, se vuoi fermarmi di testa prova a tagliarmi la testa, perché sono fuori di testa, ma diverso.
Body.
sei fuori di testa, ma diversa da loro. Siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro. E siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro. Noi siamo diversi da loro.
Okay, so Chris, you guys were rocking tonight here at Lana Luz. You
Thank
got
you.
The charisma, you know, like you the stage presence, which is amazing. Okay, when did you start singing?
For me, I think I started singing kind of in musical theater as a kid. So probably middle school, I'd say maybe grade 7. That's where it started for me.
Okay, and karaoke or anything like that?
We never did a lot of karaoke growing up, but As a household, if a song was playing, there was no hesitation to sing along. So it kind of picked up from there.
All right, tell me the band In Pieces. What does the name? Where did it come from?
In Pieces song. Came from because it was a project that originally Chris and I started a few years ago. It was just going to be like a side thing. And then one of our songs, we called it In Pieces. And then I think we were recording at my house and I was like, you know, like the name kind of goes guard, you know what I'm saying? So we kept the name and ever since then, we've just been a band.
Okay. Do you guys like puzzles? In Pieces? No?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like 300 pieces.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, and that's the puzzle, guys.
That's the puzzle, right. Okay, so tell me about your influences.
My influences? They're kind of around a range of like rock and metal and jazz and some electronic, but...
Can you name some artists?
Some artists. I particularly love Avenged Sevenfold. I love Muse. I love Nine Inch Nails. That whole realm of like alternative rock, alternative metal. Yeah.
Yourself?
For me, my goat, Mark Tremonti. That's my overall guitar playing, as well as Miles Kennedy and Slash for me, as well as my top three.
I'm a big Smashing Pumpkins fan. I like shoegaze. That's a genre. And I don't know, John Frusciante from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Love his playing.
I mean, when it comes to vocals, as a kid, it always started with Michael Bublé, you know, one guy from BC himself, Vancouver. We love our jazz in our household, so you sing jazz at first. And then we got a little more evolved with rock and roll, and Miles Kennedy is a huge influence vocally and musically as well, so...
I'd say grunge 90s music, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Soundgarden, yeah, just anything 90s, Radiohead, love all that. That kind of got me into wanting to start playing as well.
Awesome. Now I want you guys to all think about one of your favorite In Pieces songs. Tell me about what one of yours.
I love Right to Talk. Chris, our lead singer's brother, Jordan, actually helped write that bass line, and it's one of my favorite songs to play for sure. It's very fun to play.
I think for me, I mean, a lot of the fan favorites has been like Faithless, Right to Talk. Those ones, they hit hard, but also I think writing-wise, they really stand out with how we deal with things today. So
I would have to go with Faithless. That's the first song that I learned when Paco first let me into the band. And I don't know, it's like, yeah, a sentimental song. It's got good lyrics, but also melody-wise, I love that song.
I think for me, it's Further Away. It just has everything I love about guitar playing, riffing, the solos, the breakdown. It just has everything. So Further Away and the vocal that Chris put on it, a fucking awesome song.
I think for me, it's probably Pity. That was probably the toughest one for me to lock in when I first joined the band. But once I did, it was very satisfying to play. And you kind of see the crowd energy like raise up during that particular song. So, yeah.
Totally, totally. Okay, guys. Okay, so where can people follow you?
Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at In Pieces. YouTube as well, official In Pieces. Right. Instagram and YouTube, official In Pieces. And we're going to be coming out with an album here in June/July. So in Spotify, check us out on Spotify once we have those up. But for now, Instagram, YouTube, that's your place for all things and pieces.
Awesome. Okay, and we're here at Lana Luz. What do you guys like about Lana Luz?
I mean, actually was a venue that I started playing here a few years ago with an old band. Shout out Growing Up Dead, shout out the Good Guys. And, you know, it's always been like a really special venue because we were able to fill it up so much. And Lana's always been so nice to us. So, like, ever since now that I get to play with the band and hang out here, it's fucking awesome. So,
thank you so much in pieces for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam!
East Fan!
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Growing Up Dead, Undertow. And before that, we played In Pieces, Personification of My Heart. During the interview, we played Miles Kennedy's Say What You Will and the brand new song from In Pieces, Further Away. And sometimes when I do interviews, I'm only able to get like one or two people from the band, but this time,